36-year-old Anna Lungisani is a resident of Overspill in Epworth. She is blind and is HIV positive. Lungisani, a widow, went blind at the age of 29 soon after the death of her husband. Lungisani now stays with her father, Aiwo Lungisani, who is employed as a security guard in the area. For a person with a condition, she needs to go for regular checkups, where they have to hire a car for $10 per visit. In addition, Anna needs to buy basic needs and to have a special diet, which is fairly expensive by her living standards. Her father's salary of $80 per month is not enough to sustain the two of them. Occasionally, Lungisani is assisted to bath by her aunt, who stays 10 kilometers away, and during holidays, her 12-year-old sister, Rachel, helps with the household chores.
My young sister, who is about 12 years now, helped me to take a bath, especially I don't go to the toilet, because I can't walk properly. I always bath in this house. Even if you look at my clothes, they are dirty right now. I've got only one blanket.
The Epworth local board has served the family with a notice to demolish their house to pave way for a new road. The family water well and ablution facilities require serious attention. Lungisani has one blanket and three dresses which have not been washed for a long time. In addition to her nightmare, neighbors are shunning the family.
I'll be always alone. I'll be outside, I can say, 9 to 10 o'clock. There I sit listening to the other people's, their story will be, I enjoy them, but there's no need for me to answer or to say anything because they will be far away from me. So I start to feel lonely and I go back into the house.
It is disturbing that at such a tender age, her sister Rachel handles household chores normally reserved for professional nurse aides.
The problem that I face when I help her, she cannot bath, I can bath her, cook for her, and find food that she can eat.
The World Health Organization says a good diet is one of the simplest means of helping people living with HIV/AIDS. It also says a balanced nutrition helps the body fight diseases by boosting the immune system. Rachel appears to be faced with a grim situation, given that her family struggles to buy basic foodstuffs.
Things that are here, mealie meal, salt, and that are not there, cooking oil, tea leaves, and there's no light that we can light when it is midnight.
Her sister's condition is now affecting Rachel's schoolwork.
I cannot concentrate with my lessons because I can think that she is lonely at home. What things can do if she is here? Especially, I think people can enter here and ask her who is there, and there's no answer can talk with her. She will be lonely and people cannot talk with her.
Harare resident Takudzwa Nderere witnessed the plight of the Lungisani family when she attended a funeral in the area recently. She says communities should assist people like Anna.
It's a sad situation. The lady has been hit hard from every corner. She's poverty-stricken, she's blind, she's living positively. And apart from that, she's staying with her father, someone who can't really assist her in terms of personal hygiene and everything. And also, looking into it, the situation as well, the neighbors are also withdrawing from assisting her. It's something that probably there is need for the community to look into this issue carefully and clearly.
Some people in Lungisani's situation in rural areas get financial and material assistance from the Department of Social Welfare. But Anna is not entitled to the help because Epworth is only 25 kilometers from the capital, Harare. A spokesperson for the Department of Social Welfare, who declined to be named, said they have a public assistance program aimed at reducing poverty to vulnerable groups. However, they have been forced to restrict the program to rural areas due to financial challenges facing the country, leaving those in urban areas desperate for help. Media lecturer Alexander Rusero says there should be no excuse for failing to assist people with disabilities.
There is no government that can justify lack of resources, especially to cater for group with special needs in the society. Unfortunately, at Zimbabwe's level, we don't have a ministry as of yet that cater For the physically challenged, for the blind, for the albinos.
Rusero says government and civic organizations should work together in educating communities about disability and HIV/AIDS to curb stigma and discrimination.
We are still trapped in the medieval and traditional mentality of thinking that such kind of people are a curse, such kind of people are outcasts of the society, yet they are also human beings with inalienable rights, just like any other human being. So it is a major cause of concern, and the government must chip in.
It remains to be seen whether Longisani will get any help from the state or any organization, as she remains neglected due to disability challenges and while struggling with being HIV positive. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.